Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's almost Friday.
It's, what do we call it?
The Friday
E, Friday Junior.
Oh yeah, F Day Junior.
FJ.
FJ.
What's going on here? There's a movie review listed, but there's no boy over there.
I know. He's not going to be until later. He wrote me a long explanation, but he asked me to keep it private. I'll show you guys, but it's not forever.
I don't need to see it.
It's not forever. So how are you?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. Pretty good. Why? What's up? Are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just tripping out. I was like, movie reviews down there, and I don't see homeboy. No. I didn't see him when I pulled in either. I'm like, I should see his car behind me.
That's the first thing I asked, too. Where's Hillman? We only get him 2 days a week.
First thing I asked.
Yeah, I texted him yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something going on.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yep. That's what everybody do yesterday. Besides watch Big Brother, which was awesome.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know what?
Should we get crying that over with now?
No.
They can't throw that chick out fast enough.
I agree.
And I'm sorry.
Which one? Tell me which one.
If the you're blondie. A fan of hers.
The long hair blonde girl,
yeah.
Real pretty one?
Christy.
Is that the one that your wife says is not 20?
No,
Catherine. That's a different girl. Sorry. That's Kat, right?
Can you please stop crying?
Christy,
you whiny. When everything's going her way, man, she's like evil.
She's a boutique owner.
She's like, I'm still a good person. I'm going to manifest my destiny.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Apparently.
It's absolutely unwatchable. I couldn't watch it. I paused.
No.
I was watching live last night.
Uh-huh.
I paused it.
So that you could fast forward
waited
over
waited for it to pass enough time so that I could fast forward through the whining session where she walked off. And she storms out so everyone sees her. You know, I'm going to be by
clump,
myself
clump,
and
clump,
cry.
Clump, clump.
Someone better follow me.
Don't follow me. You better follow me.
It's just a really unlikable trait.
It's the whole thing's unlikable. She's a very me person because God forbid when she's not having fun, anybody else is having fun. That was the whole beef.
You are a
little pig.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows this guy from outside the house. I guess she used to date his sister or something like for years. So she's known
she
him.
She dated his sister.
Yes.
Oh, she's the lesbian
wasn't his sister.
That
his cousin
had her crotch
his sister.
Her leg up on cliff.
Yes.
Okay,
that's her.
Look at us knowing.
So some family member
you
of,
could be
of Tommy's.
Too.
You can see, you can pay attention.
She was in a lesbian relationship with someone he was related to. But remember, she said she's a much older woman.
So maybe his mom or his aunt
or his aunt or something
how
like
old is
that.
She
yeah.
Again? 28.
Yeah. So the yeah, but for her, much older might mean 38.
Sure.
Or yeah, right. I was in 40.
Know, right. So anyway, so she's known this guy for years. She was with a member of his family for a really long time, and he's great. He's
what's his name?
Tommy.
Tommy.
He's this little Broadway dancer. He's friggin' fantastic.
Oh, Tommy. Okay, I see.
I gotta say, he's kind of my favorite on the show. He hasn't been a douchebag to anybody. He may have what it takes to win, too. Like, people genuinely like him, and he's got good relationships with everybody in there. He's a fun dude. His social game is strong. It's just going to come to... And he is pretty smart. He's wanted to make some moves that everyone's like, nah, that's stupid. We can't get back together. Like, if you had just put it back together and listened to Tommy, it'd be the float.
We'd still be dealing with this lady who's getting thrown out tonight.
Which is good that she's going.
She needs to go.
Says, as much as I don't like Christy, Mitchie is a complete D-bag.
Oh, Mickey is bad. He is not a good person.
Right.
Is that the No, that's not the long hair dude.
He got kicked out. Yeah, they were all named Jack and Jackson. And this guy's name is Jackson Mickey. That's apparently how you say his last name.
Nashville, Tennessee, currently lives in L.A., and he's a server. Oh, he's the square-jawed guy.
Yeah. He's so self-centered. Like, just, you know what? So is half the...
That's not the problem. The problem is the nonstop crying, the inconsolable selfishness that is, I'm marching out of the room.
Right.
I'll be over here by myself crying.
So the whole thing starts, it starts when she gets put up on the block and she's just bawling her eyes out over it. Then she loses the veto, but they're all wearing these, like, a couple of them were wearing red bathing suits, so they look kind of like Baywatch bathing suits, because they give them each a bathing suit or whatever to wear for this competition. So Tommy and this chick, Holly, who is with Mickey, who just...
She's the enemy. I understood that part, at least. I get it.
But they're pretending to slow-mo run. They both have the red suits on, so they're
like
pretending
Baywatch.
They're doing a Baywatch. And she just, how could you? It's like, well, I'm in the house and I'm trying to continue to have relationships with these people because you might be getting thrown out, but I'm not getting thrown out.
Well, more importantly, we're doing a TV show, ding dong.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they put us in these costumes.
You self-centered little ding dong.
We're doing a show.
Oh, anyway, this show's great.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think is going to win?
Well, I'd like to see Tommy win. I really think right now he's the only person who deserves it.
Okay, Vinny?
I don't know if he will win. I know Cliff, I think, actually is a pretty good
shot. I can't believe Cliff is still there.
I can't either. He's a nice guy. He really is. I can tell they genuinely like him.
I think Mickey's going to win. And I'll tell you why I think that. Because he's winning challenges he shouldn't even win. Like, some of these, muscled-up ones, you go, okay, well, then there's a good chance for him.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing that was even. Yeah. Anybody could have won that, and he won that. And you just go, oh, okay. He's someone
determined.
Who figures out how to get it done.
Right.
So, with that being the case...
Of course, then he has to rub everyone's nose in it, how he not only won...
I didn't say
household.
I like him. I just like him for the win.
Ugh. I hope that luckily, he is on the outs with pretty much everyone in that house except for Holly. So unless Holly wins head of household, although if they put him up and don't blindside him, he'll have a chance to take himself off with the veto anyway. And you're right. He is winning competitions.
A couple texts. Christy dated Tommy's cousin.
Okay.
650 says, and she could not hear. I wonder if it started somewhere else. Hold on. Nope. Christy is such a manipulator with that crying.
Yeah.
Jackson is justifiable in his actions since his alliance flipped on him. Favorite part of BB was Tommy trying to have a heartfelt moment with Christy.
In the shower.
Is that what it was?
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
He keeps trying to tell her something to console her, and she's like, what? He says it again.
And it's a sweet sentiment. Right. He has to say it for a third time.
Wait, but she's in the shower?
She's in the shower, and he's standing, because there's no privacy in this place.
Yeah.
They hang a towel over the door, and she's showering in there, and she's crying in the shower. Nothing in here is real. I can't wait to get out.
Well, of course, that's not real, dummy.
And he says to her, I'm real. Like, you've known me for years. I'm real. I'm really your friend. You can trust me. And he says something like, when you look at me, you should see home. And she goes, what? And he says, when you look at me, you should see home. What?
Oh, no.
So he has to say it louder. When you look at me, you should see home.
He should open up the door.
I know. It's just so funny because they even have the music going like.
I honestly
think. When you look at me, you should see home. What?
And I know she's gay, too, but I honestly think somewhere in his head he's going, why I'm gay all the time when he's talking to her. You know what I mean? Like, she is so annoying.
All those girls crying in there. Oh, it's good.
Oh,
rough. By the way, what is with... Joe, don't post pictures of yourself wearing an apron, you weirdo.
Wait, what?
What's wrong with that?
Joe?
Joe is our listener who posted a picture of himself.
Hey. Look at that kitchen. Looks exactly like mine. Turn it around again.
Joe.
Joe's on our side.
Yay,
aprons
Joe. Did you see my apron pictures, you see?
I did not. I was not on social media at all yesterday.
Shirtless men's on it.
Oh.
Oh, wow, Joe. That's really cute.
Is it?
It's got, like, yeah, cowboys posing with their jeans on. Like, one of them's got a vest on, and they all got six packs. That's hot, Joe. I like it. Oh, did he tag us in that? Is that how you found it?
He did.
I need to see that.
Wait, right when I opened it up.
Yeah. Really cute. Yeah, I just, you know, and so my apron, if you'd asked me yesterday, and in fact, I think I told you guys, I thought it had pork chops all over it.
Yeah, you did say pork chops.
And it doesn't. It has, like, you know, ribeye steaks all over it. Just the steak with the circle in the middle. I think that's a ribeye. I don't know.
But I don't know either.
I was like, oops, I thought these were pork chops, but they're steaks. So I said to John, I go, hey, will you take a picture of me in the apron and put the thing on? He goes, so I'm like dancing. He takes a few pictures. He's like, what's this all about? I'm like, aprons.
What's it all about?
Aprons.
Yeah, Joe.
That was good.
He just wants to show off his man apron. Shirtless man apron.
Nothing wrong with that. It's a good looking apron. I should get one of those.
Oh, how cute. I
know.
It.
Really cute.
Anyway. So yesterday, I took my daughter surfing.
I know. I saw Vinny. Tell me how it went.
It went great. It was really fun.
Did the whole
family
go to the beach?
I was beaming. She had fun. She was scared, and I'm glad that she was, as you should be when you're, you know, trying the ocean.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. I walked her home from school. I sunscreened her up, got the gear that we needed. We went to a spot that I feel comfortable with for someone who's brand new. The tide was a little high, though, so there's this long...
The tide is high.
But I'm holding on.
Look at you, Brandon.
I'm going to be your number one. Number one. Number one.
And then what happened, Vinny?
The bra. Woo! Then what'd you do with your little grommet? Get her out there on the Kraken surf.
Never mind.
No,
stop it.
Come on. We're messing with you.
Oh, I know what you're doing. I'm fully aware.
So you were comfortable with the
tide? All right, no, the tide was high. So we're walking down this. Anyway, we had a lot of fun. It was a very nice day. I enjoyed it.
So what's wrong with the tide? So what?
The ocean was breaking onto the stairwell. So normally there's a lot of beach. You walk down the stairs, you hit the sand, you have room to walk out. But the water was on, like, smashing onto the stairs. So she's looking down and she's looking back at me. And I was like, we got this. Don't worry. I got you. You're going
to
be fine.
Hang on to Dad.
No worries. So
did mom and baby go too?
No.
Oh boy.
No. Mom, the whole reason for the pickup from here anyway, but then there's a million reasons to dart from this building.
It's a long drive home.
And the Giants and the, you know, yeah, and you name
right,
it.
Right.
Anyway, so
construction.
And we're done working.
Right.
I don't know about you. I don't like to hang around at work when I'm done working.
Right. Anyway, so...
Don't worry, the rest of us are. We
thank
got
God.
You. We got
appreciate
you guys.
It. Yeah. I don't want to get stuck in some conversation where I'm committing to something I never want to do.
Right. No, Mom was in a meeting.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to pick her up. And that's once I was committed to that, I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to sit at home and color.
Yeah.
No. Let's go surfing.
I like to color, but we're going to go do something useful.
So did she get up?
No, we didn't do that. We just paddled around. I got her used to the board. Mm-hmm. We you know, we're going over the top of waves. There's like a, and she's feeling all that. And a couple moments there where I'm like, all right, we're going to go under this one. We're going to push through it. And she's just looking at me like, ay.
So she holds onto the sides of the board and just holds her breath. And
knowing
that's it.
Dad is there is all she really needs.
Yeah,
right.
I wanted to put a life vest on her, and her mom wanted it too. Really,
her mom wanted
a lot.
It really bad.
Right.
Yeah.
So she had a little vest on. So I got her. So we're on the board. We're out there. She's like, this girl. She says something like, because there were a few other people out, and she looks at there were a couple girls out, and she goes, do you think one of their names is Alicia?
Oh.
And I go, I don't know. Do you? She's like, yeah, I do. All right. There's a moment.
Yeah.
I have no idea where that came from or why, but
she likes the name Alicia.
She just decides
Alicia's a great name.
One of these people might be named and just throws it out there. And
maybe there's a girl in her class that she likes,
maybe.
The new class, Alicia.
I don't know.
Where else would that come from?
Well, Pink's real name is Alicia.
Did she know she was going to go surfing?
Yes.
Okay, so wonder if she talked to someone about it, and maybe there is an Alicia woman surfer.
It wasn't even so much the name specific. It was just that she's looking at these girls
and
trying to,
they need to
figure
be named.
Out what their name might be.
You do that with your Barbie and your dolls,
sure,
or
absolutely.
Animals. Your name's going to be that.
Yeah, right. I guess that's it.
There is a pro surfer, but it's Alisa.
Oh,
no,
Alisa.
Yeah, I don't know. It could
she
be
wouldn't
Alicia.
Know that
yeah.
at all. Anyway,
World Surf League, yeah.
It was fun. It was super fun. We were out there together. At one point, I'm like, hang off the side of the board. She did that. Then she realized, hey, as she starts to get a little more brave, she's like, this thing around me is keeping me floating. She lets go of the board, and she puts her hands behind her head, and I'm like, see that?
You're
okay.
Safe. You're fine.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. When we got back to the van, I was just
beat.
I mean, she was smiling and happy, but
I
was
cutest picture.
In
yeah,
heaven.
It's adorable.
So whether or not she does it again, I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
That's the real test, is that nothing went wrong to scare her off it. But she may just go, no, I did that.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah. No, that was
fun.
I
doubt it, though. She's into the
we'll
rush.
See.
You know,
yeah,
like sending her down the hall at 6 months old. Yeah, sure.
In itself.
Right. And she said she was going to marry you when she grows up.
Well,
yeah. Anytime she can spend with her boyfriend, the better.
Now she's
going
to marry Grady.
Oh, Grady.
Who's Grady?
Oh, who's Grady? Did we just meet Grady this week?
No, she's known this boy Grady, but she brought that up not too long ago, and I was like, Grady.
How old is Grady?
He's younger than her.
Oh, just for a younger
I
man.
Go to this was a conversation.
Grady is like Sanford and Son.
Just
Grady.
Recently, yeah. I said, "Oh, so is Grady going to school with you?" No, he's younger than me. Oh. I'm like, "Oh boy."
I'm a cougar dad.
Well, next year you'll know the school and everything, and you can help Grady with his first day.
Oh, great! Does Grady like her back, or is this...
I think so.
Oh, well, has she kissed him?
That's not a conversation we've had, and I don't think so, no.
My first crush was in kindergarten.
Me too.
With Eddie.
You know, Joanna Eddie. Newberry used to chase me around in kindergarten and try to kiss me. Mm. Like, it was nonstop. My mom had to go to the teacher and say, this kid never gets to eat his lunch.
Yeah.
Because of her. You gotta.
And what happened?
You gotta guard him.
He's coming home with his lunch uneaten because she's chasing him the whole time.
Yeah.
Joanna Newberg.
Newberry.
Whatever. That's funny.
Who,
yeah,
you know,
you gotta watch it. Kids get started early.
Without Facebook, you'd never see these people as grown ups. But I see her.
And how is she?
She's fine, but you know,
she's cute.
She's cute. Yeah. But you just wouldn't. There's the girl who used to chase me in kindergarten. They're on Facebook. You just go, oh my God.
Memories.
So weird.
Get on Facebook and look around. See what's going on with people.
Or not.
I know.
Or don't.
Or
you'll just see some guy with an apron on.
I'll troll you, but don't reach out to me. I'm good.
Apron photos.
I get a lot of messages from people. I'm like, oh, God, there's 100 messages. I'm not answering those. I'm not even going to look at those.
Why?
Because I just don't want to. Because it's like a black hole. You get on, you answer someone, then they write you back. Now you get more messages to look at.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah. And half the people on there, I don't even know who they are. I'm like, I'm not going to sort through to see if I recognize any names or... God, I'm such a hermit these days.
Why?
Just we were joking yesterday about like not going to the store and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, when is the last time you went to a store? I can't remember. I mean, I must have gone to the supermarket in the last few weeks.
No, I've definitely gone to the supermarket. But as far as like shopping, clothing, shoes, whatever.
Oh, no, that was May when I went with all the girls.
Right. Yeah, that's a once a year thing for me.
I cannot believe it.
Actually, I think the last store I went to was probably Joann's. To get thread.
Jesus.
I know.
Duh.
And all that's in there is a bunch of old ladies and me. And I'm one of the old ladies.
Well, clearly.
Obviously. Anyway. Oh, look at the time.
Tell us more about sewing.
No. I have a feeling you don't want to hear it, and you're just being a bitch. All right, 6:06, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Thursday. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.